Welcome back to Plot Twist. I forgot. I am Davin.
I am Laura.
And we're here to welcome you to the library. But it's not just a normal library. It's a library of death.
It's a haunted death library haunted at nighttime.
Death library, which honestly, premise-wise, initially, great Valentine's Day gift. Take me to a creepy haunted library where we're the only ones getting a tour. It's a small group tour at a library called the Daedalus. Are you kidding me? No, no.
Take your goth girlfriend to the haunted library.
That's all she wants. That's all she wants. Maybe skip through a graveyard afterwards or something, but this is really it. Maybe not this library or this situation, but for the most part,
I don't want this situation, per
se. We'll let her decide. Maybe she does want this. I don't know. We can't discount that, but we are reading The Library After Dark by Andy Pligo. She's the same author who wrote You Were Fatally Invited last year, which was also iconic. Did you happen to read that one?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to read the synopsis, but then I have questions for you because I did read both. And yeah, anyways, again, we said this about 75 times in the last one, aka just 2 times, but please read the book. This is so good. Spoilers are going to be quite a bit, especially because it is a locked room mystery, so you know how those are always set up, where it takes a long time for you to actually get to the heart of things, and there's a lot of red herrings, so we don't want to spoil everything for you if you actually want to read this book. So, not all fairy tales were meant for children. Arya Stokes is finally feeling settled. She lives in a tiny New York apartment, works as a bookseller at a local shop, and has even taken a leap of faith in love by indulging her attraction to bookstore regular Jasper, and he seems to already know her so well. As a Valentine's Day surprise, Jasper gets the two of them tickets to an exclusive After Dark tour of the Daedalus Library. The Grandois? How do we say that word? I think I've had too much wine.
Grandiose is how non-French people say it. That's how the Americans say it.
I haven't had to say that word in a long time, so that one threw me. So
it's hard to say.
The Grandiose establishment, famed for its immersive genre-based reading rooms and more notoriously its rumored hauntings. While Arya normally loves all things ghastly, this place holds more dark secrets than she'd prefer Jasper to know. Like the last time she was here, she left a body behind. But when the automatic door entry malfunctions and Arya, Jasper, and the 5 other people in their tour group become trapped in the library, they are forced to venture through the storied rooms and hidden passageways of the Daedalus in search of an escape. And Arya quite literally has nowhere to hide from the shadows of her past. Then the group learns there's a murderer in their midst. Now she tries to break out of the library's intricate reading rooms. Arya has to decide who she can trust and what secrets are best kept buried if she wants to make it out alive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I'm super curious because I, having read her first book, had some expectations with this one. What were your expectations going in?
I mean, I had heard that her first book was good. I own it. I got it from Aardvark. But I just, again, have been really having a problem reading with my eyeballs. So I hadn't read it yet. I expected it to be good because everyone liked her first one. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have a lot of thoughts on it, to be honest. Because maybe it's because I didn't read her first one. So I was like, it's another locked room mystery. I didn't have any firm.
Okay. I expected what we got. Like the whole, there's a million, not a million, but you have all the different characters. And it was in their first one, too. It was really hard to guess for sure, like, who's doing what and who's assigned to who. And there's a lot going on here that you really have to pay attention to.
Right. Might I say that listening to this while driving is perhaps not the best option? Because I know that there are things where I was like, what?
What happened?
You're who? So that was a lot. There's so many different, like, facets to the story, and I don't want to be a hater, but I do think maybe we could have toned it down, like, a little.
Interesting. In what aspects?
I just felt like, I don't know, once you get, like, the initial round of twists, it just felt like attempting to up the ante every time.
Interesting.
Like, how can the next twist be more shocking? But there comes to a point where it's just like, Okay, to finish now.
I feel like, though, that kind of runs the risk with a lot of locked room mysteries, because that's basically all it is. You know, right. You have a group of people, and they all maybe are not tied to some secret, and you're finding it out in bits and pieces, and this person's story rewrites that person's story, and you thought this, well, it's really this. So it is,
yeah.
It is a lot. I do like how she handled it, though, because I feel like because of that, I think the stakes are a lot higher. Not that, like, other books are low stakes, but in the sense of a locked room mystery, you have such a established genre, and you're in such tight quarters that I think it takes a lot to really pull it off well. And I do really love how she does it, because I think she does. There are some parts where it's like, okay, like, I want to know this thing. Can we get to know at least a little more over here right now before we, like, have this person have two other twists? Like, I would like this piece of knowledge, but I also understand why we didn't get that until the end.
I think that was really my frustration, where I was like, can we please, like, you have this through line. Can you please give, like, a few more details before you drop somebody else's full, like, air quotes, surprise backstory? Yeah. Like, but just something, please.
I mean, it kind of made sense, though, because, I mean, it is the through line, and her story ties everyone's together, so we kind of have to get these other points before we can get to that point. But, yeah, I think it was good. I never felt like it was drawn out in the sense of, like, because I feel like there are certain books, right? Like, we've talked about how literally in this last episode we talked about Riley Sager, and I think there is a line of, like, how reveals are done, where it's like, I don't want to feel like I'm rattled left and right in the last 30 pages. And I think that's one of the reasons why his last book kind of turned me off. Not the one that last came out, but the one before that, where a great premise, but up to then it was like, okay, you just redid everything in like 50 pages or 30 pages, whatever it was. But in this one, she really spread it out in a decent way.
Yeah, I do, like, agree with that. Like, pacing wise, it worked really well. But I also just got, like, I don't know, surprise fatigue, maybe.
No, that's fair, because I think you kind of did get to a point where it's like every chapter, it's like this little tidbit is now, like, you got the midway point. I think by then it's just every chapter is ending on something shocking, because we now have
some sort of twist.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I have surprise fatigue. That's what I'm calling it.
Surprise fatigue. But we have, so how many characters? We have, what, 7 people here that we are? I will say, though, okay. So we're going to set the scene, but I have commentary. Okay. So, like the synopsis said, her date, Jasper, is like, hey, I have a surprise for you. My friend got sick. I have these 2 tickets to the Daedalus. Ta-da. And she's like, ah, I'm not allowed to be here. Like, I legally cannot be here. And you're like, okay, what did you do? So that's kind of your first, like, nod that, you know, Arya is our main character, but over time we do get some other points of view throughout. Mm-hmm. And they go into the library and they meet with the librarian to sign in. And then other people start coming in and he's like, this was supposed to be private. Excuse me.
For so many reasons, couldn't be me. Like, first and foremost, the man, red flags.
No, okay, so I knew, I was like, he's too good to be true. Like, he is, but I was like, I was hoping. He's not even that
good. You guys have been going out for 4 months and you've not kissed. You don't think that's a little weird? You're in your 30s.
Yeah, but he's also, he was hot and he was nice.
No, that's not enough. Absolutely not.
I was like, no, not him. I did like his arc, though. I appreciated where she went with it, because I was like, you could have gone the complete opposite direction. That was overdone, and you did not. Yeah. Thank you.
His arc was fun. I like the way it progressed, but I'm so sorry. If we're 4 months into dating and you don't want to kiss, there's something wrong. Like, you're not into me. That's very clear. No. Also, my anxiety, if he were like, we're going to this library, and inside I was like, I'm not allowed to go there, I wouldn't go. There's no...
You're like, that's it.
There's nothing in me that would be like, I'm going to break the law for this blonde guy. Please be serious.
Hey, blonde guys are having a resurgence. Haven't you seen Instagram?
No.
Aren't you team blonde? Yes, you have. I know you have.
Devin, I don't want to talk about this. It ruins my credit.
Laura is now a blonde man lover, you guys.
No.
That's so crazy.
She isn't. I am not repulsed by one blonde man. What's so funny is my coworker sent me a Teams message today that was like, I want to hate Dean so bad, but I can't. I'm like,
you
I know.
Can't. You're not I supposed know. To. You're not supposed to. Okay, so initially, blonde man, illegal to be there. Any other red Correct. Flags starting out with? Or those are two?
No smooching.
Okay,
that's
fair.
That was my biggest one.
Okay.
But I would be like, you're not into me. I'm not breaking the law for you. Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. You kind of get the feeling, though. I think Arya is okay with it because you kind of learn, like, she's had it. It's very clear, very upfront. She has big secrets and she has been through something or things. And her last relationship didn't end well. So I don't know that she's really looking for something. I kind of got the vibe where she was, like, okay with it. And she did try to break up with him and he wouldn't. Let her, which I guess is another red flag if they won't let you break up with them.
Red flag. If you try and break up with them and they have to talk you into it, red flag. Yeah. Run, no, girl.
She was like, we're in it. No one else will love me but him.
Why? Because you bit your cheek that one time? No.
So other people start coming in and Jasper is like, hey, this was supposed to be private. And they're like, well, just kidding. It's a very small tour group. And so over the next few minutes, more people come in. And maybe it's just locked room mysteries that make me feel this way. But I always go back to Clue, who has like the most iconic. I mean, everything about Clue is iconic. But like that first few minutes where everyone is coming in and being introduced, like, it's like, ah, okay, I know what I'm doing here. Like, we're meeting our characters. We're about to, some things are about to go down. Everyone's here. We're ready. Like, let's begin. It's kind of what it felt like, and right. I just feel like she's a fan of Clue. So that was my one anecdote.
You know what the other thing is, though, with, like, this, the entrance, and, like, oh, I'm in a fancy ball gown, and, like, everyone's dressed up, and they come in one by one. Why were you invited?
Exactly. So that's what I kept, I think.
If I guess everyone has motives for being there, right? But if I were the caretaker who was, like, briefly accused of murder... Right. And I was invited to this after dark library thing. I'd be like, why would you want me there? Why would you invite me to this? To kill me would be my initial reaction.
See, but not everyone is like us, unfortunately, where it's like, yeah, no, thank you. We've watched too many things and we've read too many things. But she is Ruth, who was the nurse. Because also the whole premise, we should probably say, is that a few months before this, the legendary owner of the library, Evangeline Riordan, dies, and for a brief period of time they think that she was murdered, and later it comes out that she unalived herself, and Ruth was her nurse. And so she was like, her whole motive was like, I'm invited by the estate, I'm gonna go there to clear my name because she was murdered, because she was going to clear her conscience. And that's kind of the initial thing you get, is Evangeline had a secret, someone killed her for it. And that's kind of where we are. But it's also worth noting that the reason they're even doing this tour is that they have a book, a very, very famous book that is also said to be cursed. And it is going to be on display for the first time in, like, ever, or for a very, very long time after having just been restored. So that is why they're there. They're there to get a first peek at the Dark Hearth Tales. And ta-da. But again, it's also a question of why were they invited?
Yeah, that would freak me out. I think the Dark Hearth Tales, like, through line for me was, like, the greatest part of this book.
I don't know if it was just because I was, like, in and out sometimes of just listening, but I was like, okay, wait, how was... Because one of them really tied in, and the other one kind of tied in, and I was like, wait, how are we...
They're very iffy on how they tie in. It, like, occasionally will, like, reflect one of the murders that happens. Mm-hmm. But really, I loved the twist that involves the book. That was the only one where I was like, nice. And yeah. That was in, like, the last three pages. It took forever to get there. But I liked how they dropped the stories in, like, and that kind of signified, like, someone's gonna die now.
Oh, I know. Every time that would happen, I was like, uh-oh, something bad's going to happen. Because you kind of, for the first chunk, that's how they break up the stories. And there are parts to it. But, like, whenever this story starts with a Dark Hearth tale, you know that you're going to get a new perspective, basically, right. Is how they end up sequencing it. So you're with Arya for a little bit. And then that first one is, I forget what... Maybe this wasn't even the first one. I think this was the second one. It was right before Another Murder, where she finds her husband killing someone because she went through the fireplace. That was the second tale, I think. It was early on. I don't think it was the first, but I could be wrong.
It's before the first murder. That's what I can tell you.
No, yeah. So, because I think we get one in the middle, and then I think we get that one, and then it's her. I think we get two before that murder, potentially. But they're going through, right? So first hiccup, of course, things immediately go wrong because he's like, which I don't understand now thinking back on what we find out is how he didn't know more people were going to be involved, or maybe he was just putting up an act, which I guess is what it would have had to be, is him putting up an act of like,
yeah,
oh, these people aren't supposed to be here.
Well, right. There were some like holes that I'm just like, oh, it's acting, and I move past it because I'm here for the vibes, y'all.
No, I just thought of that right now. I was not concerned about that when I was reading it, but I'm just thinking back now. But first red flag, and then they're going through and touring the library, and pretty early on, the elevator just stops working and, like, plummets a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, immediately there's, like, oh, issues with the power. There must be ghosts. And then they go to get in the elevator, and it's, you know, a death hazard.
It is a death hazard. I guess before we go further, we should introduce all the other characters, because we've talked about our primary two. We have Arya and we have Jasper. Jasper is an architect, aka Ted Mosby Architect. Oh, you have Ruth, who's a caretaker. You have Piper, who's a journalist. Callum, who's a professor. And also
a little old lady dog. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, my dog. I did think about that, too. My dog's name is Piper. And then you have Callum, who's a professor, and he's really famous for... He had found out, like, this one really prominent piece of literature was actually a forgery. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of... He did a lot of other things, but that's what he's really known for. And then you have Michelle, who's an author. And you have Will, who's a teacher of high school or just young children. You kind of learn that over time. And then you have Saskia, who is their tour guide. So this is who is all traipsing through this haunted library. And why is it haunted, Laura?
Oh, is this a philosophical question?
No, it's a real question because I was talking a lot.
I don't know why.
Well, because I know a lot of people have died there.
Have a lot of people died there?
Yeah, there were quite a few. There was the contractor in the one room where the ladder fell. Oh, yeah,
right. It is very important to know that many people
have... That's kind of like the central premise,
too. It's actually crucial to the story to know that people have died.
Yes, many, many people have died.
Or gone missing.
Mm-hmm. And so that also leads to its lore, because it's also like, okay, well, why have they died? Like, what's going on? And that is part of the whole thing. So in addition to Arya's, it's illegal for me to be here. You're in a haunted library with people you don't know, and no one really knows why they're all there. And then they just start going to tour the library, and all is, you know, relatively fine. You kind of get your first POV change is Ruth. And it's very clear she wants to clear her name. Her career is, of course, over because she was accused of having murdered her last patient. And she's like, well, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Someone else visited right after I left. I know someone was there. I don't know who it was. And I'm going to clear my name. But the thing is that this library is so locked down that you really can't get anywhere unless you have a key card. So she has to steal Saskia's key card in order to get places.
That's the goal. And in order to do that, so they have the elevator issue, right? And then Saskia is like, well, we'll just, you know, take our drink break now and resume the tour after. And however, we've done no touring, just to be clear.
It's very, yes. Straight, I forgot that, yeah.
Elevator messes up straight to the booze. Which
she's like, all right, you guys all want some alcohol now?
So which tracks for me. And their library-themed cocktails. I can't remember what they're called.
Me either, but I think they get, like, I think the ones they get are, like, whiskey-based or something.
One of them is, I don't know. But they have library names. They have fun names. Everything's great. It would work on me. You could poison me in this fashion. Which is exactly what happens to Ruth. But she's like, oh, I need to get the key card. It's pretty soon. They're there and she's like, what does she do? I have to use the bathroom or something. And she, like, sneaks away.
Well, because she fakes spilling a drink, I think she notices, because Saskia is their bartender, they don't have one, so they're all pouring drinks, and she's like, okay, cool, I can grab it from her pocket, so she spills Piper's drink, and then grabs the key card from Saskia.
Yeah, and then, I guess, takes her drink with her for liquid courage before she goes to break into the other buildings, or the other rooms, excuse me?
Yeah, because you find out she ends up going to the... basically kind of where they probably keep a lot of documentation, because she was under the impression that Ruth had handwritten letters or handwritten something where she confessed to this other thing. So her whole goal is to get to this thing that she thinks exists to clear her name. And in the first story from the Dark Hearth Tales, not the first story, one of the first two stories you're told is about this young bride who is... you know, of course, it's a folktale, so she's so beautiful, and she is sent to marry this man, and this man bluebeards her and is like, you can do anything, but don't go in here. And she's like, okay. And so she's like, not supposed to touch the fireplace, because if you touch the fireplace, you are transported into a hellscape where her husband is, like, disemboweling a man or something. And she comes back through, but she can't hide that she saw anything, because when she comes back out, she's covered in soot. And so he's like, oh, okay, and well, he kills her.
You broke the rules.
Yeah, you broke the rules. I told you not to go touch the fireplace, and you did. So, sucks to suck. And that's how they kind of, Ruth starts to die, is she starts, like, her hands are covered in black, and she starts, like, convulsing, and everyone is like, what's actually going on?
Yeah, she, like, and coughs she up some stuff, and she dies, and everyone's like, oh no, is the very real reaction. Like, nobody is immediately like, perhaps I'll call the police? Is there no service? Is that why?
I don't remember. Did they take their phones?
I can't remember.
I don't remember that part, because that would have been a better option. They don't talk
about cell phones. They mustn't have phones, right. It's like just never brought up. So they mustn't have them. No cell phones. But yeah, it's like, oh, well, we'll go get help, but then they can't get through. The elevator is down, and then the power goes out.
Mm-hmm. Which really sucks, because everything is on this very, like, high-end security system, and nothing works now. Which also means that, like, everything is open in a way, because you don't need key cards, which is, not but really good for some people.
Not open.
I feel like that was a good thing that the power was out, and that was very intentional, as you find out later.
Right.
Because you have, like, the secret rooms where, like, you can't. So it's not ideal, because a lot of things don't work, but it was also nice because you could, like, not have to use a key card to get to said place, I think.
If you know where the secret tunnels are. But all of this is, like, my dream. Like, a library with secret passageways.
Yes, Does your ideal library also have a guillotine? Because I think mine might have to now after reading this.
I think all libraries should have a guillotine.
Just not perhaps in the passageway, in the doorway.
Yeah, you should never have to walk under the guillotine, but the guillotine can be around. And yes. You knew someone was going to get guillotined, first of all, because it's in the opening sequence of the book. But also, there's no way that it's there and it's not going to fall on someone. Again, couldn't be me, because I'd be like, I'll wait here. You guys let me know what you find.
See, but that isn't, that's fair. I guess that's fair.
I'd be back in the bar room eating the cocktail cherries, waiting for somebody to come get me. I'm not...
I'm so sorry. It couldn't be me. Thank you, though.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if that would how that would work, but what I am curious about is like how that even went off. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because, spoiler alert, the intention was to kill everyone, so it doesn't matter who it went down on.
Right.
But I'm curious about like how did they even ensure it went down? How did you plan, like how did any of that happen? Because you don't get that little
Yeah.
tidbit of things, but basically, their whole thing now is like, okay, Ruth is dead. We must find help and get out of here. But the elevators aren't working. There's not just a normal staircase in this entire four-story building that we can just normally go down
Why would
like
there be
humans.
that?
So,
Also,
there we
fire
go.
code isn't a thing. They're in New York, are they not? Don't you think that they would have to have a back staircase for people to get out in case of fire or power outage?
You would
Sorry.
think so. Yes.
I'm just like now like upset about this. What do you
You're
mean
like,
you couldn't get out?
what do you mean? Well, because they have to go through such length. They're like, okay, we have to leave her body here. We must get out, but we don't want to split up because what the hell happened? Like, we don't know why she died. And they're just trying to go through, and then you start to get more points of view. You know, I think Jasper is one of the points of view after a while, right? Like, you get a little bit of his. I think his first chapter is just shit or something like that.
The
Like,
yeah, his first POV, all he does is say shit because he kisses Arya.
yes, he broke his rule. And from there, okay, so we
So it's Michelle is the one who gets guillotined, right? The author.
it is, but I was just trying to figure out when Jasper's career changes for the first time.
I think it's right there. I think after Michelle
Okay.
is killed, everyone's in shock, and Arya puts his coat on.
Yeah. I remember that sequence. Like, yeah, she puts
And
it
then
on,
when she
which
puts his coat on, she finds his police badge.
well, for a second, you don't know entirely what it is because when Ruth dies, but right before she, d it's either as she's dying or right before she like is like lost to the spasms, he takes the key card from her and
Yeah.
says something like, "What were
I
you gonna do
just
with this?" or something. And
I
so
don't
you're like,
remember
"Okay, what
that.
did she grab?"
I just remember him saying like only a horrible person would not tell everyone about the key card in his pocket or whatever.
Yes, and so you think she finds the key card, but you find out it's a police badge, and that is like Arya's worst nightmare because you kind of start to find out that the reason she can't come back is because she has done something illegal.
She has broken the law.
Which, I mean, it says it in the synopsis. She left a body behind, so you're assuming she has murdered someone.
She has murdered a human being.
Yes, and you're trying to figure out why.
If I murdered again, if I stole a book, maybe I'd go back, right? If I murdered someone, I would not return to the scene of that crime.
Especially how she murdered them too. Wild.
Yeah, I guess we didn't even talk about like the. Because that is a good part when Michelle is like telling her ghost story and she's like, I know that this
Oh,
library is
yes.
haunted because I saw Dorothy, which is like a little girl wearing red shoes, like ran through the library and she chased her and then she came to a wall and the little girl had disappeared.
Yes, yeah, that was like the her kind of claim to fame, and also what put the Daedalus on the map was that she was the first one to have ever seen a ghost for
Right.
that reason. And then you kind of, I think by that point, know that Arya grew up in the Daedalus and grew up with Evangeline. And so then it's kind of a question of like, okay, well, is she a Riordan? Like, we don't really know a lot about the children or like the parent heirs or anything. So then she's like, okay, well, does Michelle recognize me because she was a resident writer, which was
Right.
something that they did, and you know, that kind of also put her on the map. So there's that whole thing. And I don't know. I feel like, and again, not my experience, I was like, babe, your ghost story, like, she didn't scream in your view, she ran away from you. Like, you were so scared because a child ran away from
Right.
you. I was
Well,
like,
I think it was more the child like disappeared. I don't even know if she was like scared. It was just like, oh, I saw a ghost here.
I don't know, because you kind of get that sequence of like, and I see her in dreams all the time, and it really haunted. Like, I don't know. I think I kind of got the feeling, but maybe you're right. But it kind of seemed like she was a little scared of the situation.
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like I would be a little scared if I saw a ghost child. Even if the
With
ghost child ran away from me, I'd be like, oh, ghosts are real. That's upsetting.
ghosts are real. You don't already believe ghosts are real?
I don't believe things if I haven't seen them with my eyes. I would love to, but I just...
Can't say it is.
I want to believe, you know?
Zach Bacon's. Maybe you'll have a Zach Bacon's moment one time.
Hey, Zach.
Yes. Can
you Post Malone me? Sorry.
You don't want the Post Malone treatment. Scary.
That was a joke.
That was not good. Yeah. Okay, so Michelle gets guillotined. And they were trying to get into that room, right, because it had another exit is the whole point, right?
Well, the guillotine was, like, in the hallway, so they were trying to leave a room and go into another room, and the guillotine was, like, in the hallway to leave. And they were like, well, this will be fine. Move fast? I guess. I can't remember what happened because, again, I listened to it, and that was a week ago.
I think there was a reason they were trying to get to that specific room, but then
that was the only way out. They had no other option. It was like, stay there and like wait for the power to come back on, maybe. I can't remember when
Power goes. I think that room led to something else too, or something. I don't know. They go through this other room, and then the POV starts to shift to Callum because, well, also you find out that Michelle saw Evangeline the night before she died. And then so that's
the whole night premise. That she died.
The night that she died, yes. So you find out that someone was there because Ruth saw them, but she didn't see who. And then you find out that Michelle visited her the night she died and didn't tell Callum, who she either is seeing, is not seeing, or is just really close friends with and also slash in love with.
Wants to see?
Yeah. They so want to be together. They're so in love. And then you get a point of view from Callum where he was like, if only I told her the truth. And it's like, okay, what do you know, Mr. Irish professor?
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
I can't remember how he dies. They get to like a gate or something, right? And he climbs over it and like cuts his hands and he opens the gate from the other side and is like, there we go. Everyone can leave. And when he turns around, Arya sees blood all over the back of his shirt.
Yeah, because I think they think someone like stabbed him earlier on with like this really long piece of metal, and then that is what is killing him. There was like a long thing, but before that, this whole time, right, like as soon as people start dying, okay, we need to go back to actually Jasper being a detective. So everyone is like, what's going on? Why are you here? Why didn't you do anything more to stop what is happening? And he says, okay, well, I am here because there are too many mysterious deaths at the Daedalus, and I am here to investigate them because there's no way it's just accidental deaths. And they're like, well, did you ever hear the theory that Evangeline was a serial killer? And Callum is like, no, it's totally the ghost, you guys. It's like, so the ghost killing people, it is not Evangeline.
Which is so funny, because isn't Callum the one who, like, finds fraudulent books, but he's like, ghosts are real, everyone.
Well, you find out why he does that, too. Like, he was trying to get people to believe. Well, I guess if you don't know the reason, yes, it is. Where it's like, I think that's the one part where I got exasperated, where it was just like, bro, it's not happening. That's not what we're doing. Come on. Like,
ghosts.
He was like, the only logical explanation is that the ghost dropped the guillotine on Michelle, you guys. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So sorry.
No.
Mm-hmm. And you get his later point of view where he was like, okay, so the first time I met Evangeline, I came in and she was rolling up a body in a carpet. And he takes a photo of her. And then he leaves. And then he blackmails her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why. So he thinks that all of this is because of him, because he could have stopped it if he had said something. He believes that it's Evangeline's ghost because people are saying she's a serial killer. And, you know, he's upset at himself because he made a deal with the devil by not telling people. Then everyone is mad at him, which, like, I don't know. I get, but also, like, he didn't cause your guys' situation, so I don't know why we're all so mad at him right now. He's not the reason you're locked in the library, so... calm down.
I feel like at that point, tensions are high and anyone who has an opinion that's differing from the group is target practice at that moment. Like, the messenger is definitely going to get shot. That's just the way it goes.
That is true. It's also worth noting at this point, too, that not everyone made it through the guillotine passage, obviously, because Michelle was murdered. So the group ends up getting split at this point, and you have Arya, Jasper, and Callum on one end, and then you have Will and Piper on the other, which also I have to say is early on, I think it's when the elevator thing happens where Piper kind of like stumbles into someone or stumbles into Will, and she's like, ooh, he's kind of cute, and it's like, babe, this is not the time to find a love match, is when you're locked in a secret library, but also
stop
do
it.
What you gotta do, what you gotta do, just go for it.
No,
you're not trying to find your love match in a haunted library.
I wouldn't be there, but no,
that could be a really meet cute. That would be cute.
Everybody dies, Devin.
Not everyone. Some people survive. Some people do survive. But there's also a thread too here where you have part of the lore and why people are just like, oh, totally Evangeline unalived herself, is because the two previous owners of the Dark Hearth Tales had also done the same thing. So they feel like this book is cursed. And you kind of find out about the Iversons. And the Iversons were, I forget the patriarch's name. He doesn't really matter. I mean, he does, but he's kind of a dick. So that's why he had them and lost them, because he was also a collector. Like, Evangeline had to sell them to her because he was very in debt and was very upset about it. And then he later unalived himself. So there's that whole thread going on as well, where you're also introduced to these other people and how, like, you know, the family wants it back kind of thing, where it kind of starts to go into that territory of like, okay, well, is one of them an Iverson? I am curious, did you have any theories that were actually correct?
Yeah.
Ooh, which ones?
I thought Will was an Iverson the whole time. Like, as soon as they brought them up, not obviously the whole time, but as soon as they brought them up, I was like, well, it's someone, I gotta bet it's Will. That was correct. I did guess who the murderer was, but that was on a whim. I had no background information. I was just like, seems like it's this person.
You're such a liar. How did you guess that?
Because that was the only option. And then once you got to a certain point, it was really the only option.
Mm-hmm.
It was that or, like, you know, Evangeline's still alive, which I just would have been mad at. So I was like, it's got to be this. It's got to be this thing. But it was like a shot in the dark. You have no information that would lead you to believe that that's true.
No, there's nothing. I feel like it leads you. But also, it's kind of, if you look at everything, it kind of leads you everywhere but that direction.
I mean, I just picked a person, and I was right. And yay for me.
One day you're going to be wrong, and I can't wait
for you. I'm wrong frequently. I just don't tell anyone about it.
I only tell them about my wins. So I guess we could go back to Callum, where he's dead by this point. He's dead. And then Saskia is with them too at this point.
Saskia is still with them. At that point, Callum dies.
The gate is open. But they have
the gate is open. They have a way out. They can leave. And Saskia and Arya are told by Jasper to go get help. And then he goes back into the library to try and find the others because he's a cop.
Right.
Trying to save people.
Mm-hmm.
And when Saskia and Arya go to leave, Arya's like, well, I can't leave.
I was like, babe, what do you mean? You can leave.
And once again, I would have left. I would have been like, you're choosing 100%. To go back in, man who's kissed me once in 4 months. I wish you the best of luck. Goodbye. Salute. And I would have left.
But she just feels this
fled
soul
town.
Connection.
No. How? To what? Because you FaceTimed? Please get real. Stop
She's
it.
She's starved for affection. He sees her.
Get
he
a dog.
I mean, she should probably get a dog. Continue. I won't interrupt you anymore.
That's it. That's all I have to say. Couldn't be me. I would be gone. But Arya turns back around and Saskia's like, good for you. I'm going. And then Arya goes back inside the building and goes to find Jasper. And lo and behold, Jasper is once again not who he says he is.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, there's a couple things that we definitely have missed. Okay, so first off, at some point, Arya touches something because
you have wallpaper. She touches wallpaper.
Yeah, she touches the wallpaper, and because they are, like, you know, there's a Poe room, there's all these different themed rooms, but also there's all these crazy artifacts that are, like, there's a whole poisonous plant book room, basically.
You know what I can tell you is that the fire code was not followed in the construction of this library, because there's no way they would let you have an arsenic wallpapered room and then be like, well, it's the poison room, so they should know not to touch anything. That's not how this works.
It is if you're rich, and Evangeline is rich, so...
You can't sell tickets to a place that has arsenic wallpaper.
Apparently you can.
And no back staircase. That's not...
It happens. So she touches the wall, and her hand starts burning, and she gets lesions, so there's that. And this happens around the time that Jasper is found out to be, apparently, first a detective. So basically, moral of the story... Her hand is not in a good place, and that affects things later. But who is Jasper, for real?
Who is Jasper? She walks in and finds Jasper tinkering with the cage where the shelf box, the protective container that the Dark Hearthtales are encased in. And she's like, well, you're a thief. You're not a cop. Kiss me.
She's like, oh my god, this is the best news ever. You're not a detective?
I'm super into this. Let me help you steal them.
Oh my gosh. Well, because, yeah, so, like, earlier in the night, he gives her, like, a special copy of the Dark Hearthtales. And it's like, here you go. And she was like, oh dear god, this book is following me and won't ever let me die and just live in peace. And she's like, not again. And she is just so against the Riordans, and she's just like, yeah, let's do it. Take the book. I don't care. Like, I'd rather you be a thief than try to find me. I also think that by this point he tells her, I used you to get in here, and that's why I was seeing you, was because I needed to get access to the library and only...
She figures that out when she finds out that he's a cop. She's like, oh, cool. I'm only here as a tool. Sick.
Yeah, well, also because for a while, you're kind of under the impression that maybe she is a Riordan, because there's, like, tales of her growing up here, and there was another little girl.
You're fully supposed to believe she's a full-blooded Riordan until the end of the...
But she always said they and the Riordans, and they did this, and she never included herself in they, so I was like, you either are not one... Or you were disowned, which it's also sounds like that, and so now you consider them other. I was like, I'm not fully convinced that you might be. Right. You could be, but I'm not 100%. So we'll see. But I also, and I don't know if I just missed it, I think something that I was wondering too was, like, which one of you is Rory, who is the child that she grew up with? Because I don't think that they gave them a gender early on.
Every time they brought it up, I was like, why are you bringing it up? They're not here. Where are they? Are they dead? Yeah. Where are they? And
I kept wondering.
And that's how I guessed, like, that's how I knew I had the ending right. I was like, oh, okay. The sister's not there.
Yeah. I think, am I wrong, or did they not say it was a girl or a boy for a while? Rory.
She did say my sister.
But wasn't that in, like, the middle? I don't think that was very early on.
No, it's probably in the middle.
I think, like, for a little bit, when Rory is first mentioned, it's... Either way, that's one of the mysteries, too, is who is Rory, and also is even Evangeline's daughter, Alice, even still alive, because she kind of just disappears. And so people are like, where is she? Could she be here? So that it's like, is she one of them?
Well, that's what Jasper tries to spin, right? So we find out Jasper is a thief, and we love that for him. And everything's fine, and we're besties now. And he's like, how do we get on Saskia? Saskia sneaks back into the building.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so this is, I definitely miss this part, right? Because Jasper and Arya are together. Jasper leaves down the hallway to find Piper in the glass box, and then Saskia finds Arya.
Yes, somewhere. That's at this time. No, this is at this point because this is at the time they find the book.
Okay. So Saskia comes in and is like, give me that. Yeah. I have a gun, a book gun, which this is a bit of history that I know nothing about. So I was just like, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Saskia holds Arya at gunpoint and mm-hmm. Arya gives her the book. And she, like, Saskia peels off the cover, and there's blood stains on the original yeah. cover of the Dark Hearth mm-hmm. Tales. And she's like, I knew it. This is my proof. And Arya's like,
well, so she's like, proof of what? Like, where? Which one? What? Which thing? Because that's proof. Also the whole through line, as well as Evangeline had a secret. She told her secret. She was dead. And Arya believes it is the fact that she killed someone is right. what she told people. So that's where she is at right now. Is like, oh no, this is evidence of
it's, right.
my crimes.
It's proof that she murdered someone. I do think it's at that point that, I don't know, Saskia lets her go. And no, because I can't remember.
I think it was because, so you have Will and Piper who were separated from everyone, and then you have the other three. So for a while we have the other three, and then Jasper sees Piper in the room, which is like some temperature control hold room, and someone has lit a fire, or she lit the fire. You're not really clear.
You see her light a book on fire,
but then it was like she was dazed and she was drugged, and I was like, I'm confused. So maybe you were asleep. I don't know.
Seems like she's a shady to me.
we're getting a little, you're right, she is. But then, so basically, you know, this room is supposed to dispense something to help with that, basically, and to make it not on fire anymore, which can include chemicals that are poisonous to people. And so he's trying to unlock the door. He calls for for Arya to come help him, and then they
to remember, she needs to remember the code magically.
Yes. No, that's for the door later. That's for the office door.
She tries to remember the code to try and get Piper out before the fire suppression system can start because they think it's going to suffocate her.
Well, no, but I think the code is to Evangeline's office, which is the day that thing happened.
She remembers that code, but she tries to put in a code on this glass box door to get...
I think they're trying to break it down, right?
They try and break it down, but they're unsuccessful. And so he's like, you need to remember the code. And she can't. And because she, like, collapses to the ground and watches Piper, like, suffocate. And she's like, it's my fault. But, yeah, she tries to, like, punch in a code there. I remember because that's ingrained in my brain because I was like,
Oh, yeah. No, don't remember that. I only remember the one code to the office. But, yeah, she's dead. Basically,
yeah. They so Piper dies.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes. and then Arya and Jasper are like, well, we have to find Saskia. And she's like, she held me at gunpoint. And Jasper's like, I think she's Alice Riordan.
Yes. Evangeline's daughter.
Why? Why would you think that? Because she's blonde and maybe in her 50s and has an accent?
Yeah. Well, also, I think at this point, doesn't he tell her who he is? Don't mm-hmm. we know her? So he is an Iverson, and so is Will. And Will and him are cousins.
Right. They're here together. That's his partner.
That's his partner, and Will is there just because he was going to be there, because he wanted to steal the Dark Hearth Tales, because it's not real. It's a fake.
And that's my favorite twist. It's a fake. It's not from the 1800s.
Yes.
It's like all of the lore is fake.
Well, yeah, and that was such a big part where it was like this whole book is built off of being like before the Grimm tales and before Hans Christian Andersen, like these huge heavyweights in the folklore tales. And this is supposed to be like before all of that. And they're like, nope, it's not.
It's a creepypasta. Surprise.
It's a creepypasta, and he's like, my sister now runs the Iverson Collection, which is their family's version of the Daedalus, basically, and she will go to prison if this is discovered a fake, which, again,
doesn't make any sense, because she was a child when it was bought, so it has nothing to do with her. That plot line didn't make any sense to me. Like, why are you here trying to steal this book so nobody finds out it's a fake when your sister wasn't involved? That's not
yeah.
That's not how the law works. Maybe if you actually were a cop, you would understand that.
You also kind of get the vibe where he was, like, very hot-headed and is just, like, you know, wild and out. So he was, like,
maybe he saw Mission Impossible one too many times and was like, I'm going to get a rope and rappel from the ceiling.
Tom Cruise who? What do you mean? So you have this, and they kind of just have to assume that Will is basically alive because they don't have any other reason to believe otherwise.
Will's alive, and he locked Piper in that room for reasons unbeknownst to everybody.
Oh, I forgot about that whole part, because you have, you know, Piper's a journalist, and she's like, you know, I know Will's not who he says he is, and she kind of just, you get the vibe she has the drop on him and even Arya, and she's like, do people really not think, like, that you think that people don't recognize you?
It's so funny that she was the only one who wasn't saying, and I'm a liar at the end of every chapter. She was the one saying, and Will's a liar at the end of every chapter.
She did. And so I think they get to a point where they're trying to go through a door, through something, and she's just like, I'm going to ask him who he is. And so she locks him in. And eventually he talks her into, he's like, I'm just a high school teacher, blah, blah, blah.
I'm just a simple man.
Yeah, basically. But it's, like, very clear, like, he kind of drops hints that he doesn't talk to his family, but he's probably rich. He, you know, teaches at this very exclusive prep school. Like, you kind of get the vibe that, like, there's obviously more to the story. And then the moment that she lets him out of that room, he locks her in and breaks her camera because she's there the whole time taking photos of literally everything.
Can't have that.
No. Cannot do that. And you also find out that he's the one that cut the power in the first place. So, you know, super, super chill things.
Very cool.
But then you have Jasper being like, listen, Arya, I know you are Eden Riordan, who is Alice's daughter. So, how about you just give the jig up and just get us the hell out of this library and tell me where the passages are? Like, please, for the love of God.
And she's like, you idiot child.
I am not a real... Well, he doesn't tell her that, and that comes up, like, slightly, like, 2 seconds later, but that's basically the thing, is he's like, you must get us out of here. You've lived here your whole life. Like, do this. And so they go to, like, the very bottom, the fourth floor of... the bottom four floors. Like, this thing is technically, like, 8 stories, because you have 4 on top, 4 below, and they go to the fourth floor underground. And this is, like, the worst place for her, because that's where she murdered someone when she was a child.
Oopsie.
And they go down there.
Saskia this whole time. Is there, right?
Yeah, Saskia does come out and is, like, they're trying to be, like, why do you want this book? Like, whose blood is that? What is it? What's going on? And you find out that her brother was a book restorer back in, wasn't it another country? Then he was it here was. In America. And then he goes to visit Evangeline because it was a very, you know, prestigious job that he was going to be able to get. And he was very passionate about the work. And they were supposed to meet. She was in college. He didn't show up. She was mad. And then he disappears. And she is like, Evangeline killed him with no evidence or reason to believe.
I don't need such evidence. I have vibes.
I have vibes, and the vibes say she killed him.
I mean, she's wrong, but she's not, like, that wrong.
Yeah, she's only, like, 1% wrong. Yeah. Really. 1% wrong. And they're like, oh, okay, interesting. And then she just falls down, and you're like, that's weird. What happened to Saskia?
Oh, my arm.
Yeah. And but before this, around this time, they find Will.
Right.
So Will is also now dead, unfortunately. Yeah.
Will has been hanged, right?
Yeah. So, like, they step out, because the whole point is Evangeline's office is on the bottom fourth floor, and they're going there to, I forget what's down there that they actually really need for real. And they do the code, the whole thing, and they're like, oh, there's this person. But this person is, like, floating. And you're like, that's weird. Is it really a ghost? And no, it's Will.
Yeah.
Dead.
Very upsetting.
Very, very upsetting. And then the whole Saskia thing happens somewhere within that. And she is shot. And then Piper walks out. Because Piper didn't die.
She's not dead.
And she's not really Piper.
No.
No.
She's Eden.
She's Eden, which means who the f*** is Arya?
The maid's daughter.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, I was wondering about that. That's the other reason that I was confused. I was like, okay, this isn't adding up because you're saying Alice disappeared, but then you have Arya, who very clearly remembers her mom dying of cancer and going to the hospital and having these very clear memories. So it's like, what do you... Was there another sibling? Like, what is going on here? Was there another Riordan? But
you knew Rory was there. She kept saying, you know, and Rory, and also Rory. And Rory was always there. My BFF Rory.
Yeah, her and Rory just, like, two peas in a pod. They were best friends. And they grew up together. And that was her childhood. And then Jasper is like, okay, yeah, I definitely thought you were Eden Riordan. So that's cool. But
also, what kind of nickname is Rory for Eden?
I think they say it because she couldn't pronounce Riordan or something, and I think that's how they got Rory.
Oh. That's a detail I missed in the audiobookness. Because I was like, what? That was
a very loose tie they made.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. So there's that, and she's like, no, you know, Evangeline was just, she came from nothing, she married into money, and then had this huge thing that she built off, and so she, you know, treated her staff like actual people.
She was very nice to her staff.
Until Arya kills Alice Riordan, her daughter.
Yeah. Because Alice was threatening her.
Because Alice was a serial killer.
Not Evangeline. It was Alice the whole time, straight up murdering dudes.
Honestly, get it, girl.
You know what? Sometimes you have to protect your secrets.
Exactly. If Pretty Little Liars has taught me anything, it's that only two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. So that's...
Oh, no, I'm going to sing that theme song in my head for the rest of my life, and I hate you.
That's what it is, but you find out. And so basically the whole gist is that when Evangeline died, she sent a letter to Piper, aka Rory,
aka and Arya.
And Arya never got the letter, but in the letter, Evangeline confesses to being a serial killer and that Rory and Arya are the sole beneficiaries of the library. And she's like, "What?" And finds out that the Dark Hearth tells us a fake, so she brings everyone who knows it or could probably figure it out, or that she has something against, so that she can kill them.
And so that Piper can kill them.
Yes, exactly. So she could do that and protect everything. Which is definitely how that works.
Yeah. So. No. It wouldn't be suspicious at all that everyone but you, the beneficiary of the library, lived. I don't have any questions.
She wants to keep Arya alive, but Arya won't let her kill Jasper, and so that's where we kind of have a whole situation of, well, will this even work out? And Arya is like, okay, well, so here's really what happened. And then Piper didn't know that she killed Alice, and then...
Yeah, she's like, I killed your mom.
Yeah, sucks to suck. It's a very scream... in Scream 2 moment. But, yeah, and then she's like, you're gonna have to shoot me then. And then she goes and she... Where they're at... So basically, she kills Alice by pushing her in this tub of, like, bacteria-eating thing, something-eating...
I miss that entirely.
She pushes her in a tube, and it's either she dies because of lack of oxygen, or mine, which is more fun, and bugs eat her.
Ew, maybe Devin. That's not more fun. That's awful.
I think it kind of is. But she dies because she gets pushed in this box. Because basically, Arya saw her... She's trying to
kill a child.
Yes. Yeah. Arya saw her kill the contractor who fell off the ladder. She was like, I saw Alice take the ladder out from under him.
Shake the ladder.
Yeah. And she tells Evangeline. And Evangeline is like, you don't know what you saw. People will think you did it. So, what's up? And... Alice finds out, and Alice is really just paying a lot of attention to her, and she's like, cool, I'm going to die now. And that's not fun. So I must protect myself. And she kills her.
Yeah, and so she does. And then Evangeline is like, get out.
Yeah, leave right now.
Right now.
That's the end of you and me. I know. It was very devastating. But then, I mean, Arya kills Rory. And Sandy. Yeah.
She's like, man, that was hard. I wish I didn't have to do that. And Jasper's like, it was self-defense. Yeah. And then they leave.
Yeah, they leave. Arya goes on trial and then is found not guilty because she never got the letter, which she was told was destroyed.
Uh-huh.
And really, people were just withholding evidence because, whoa, you're not guilty. You charges dropped. Here's the letter. We found
it. But no one could know. So Evangeline's lawyer is like, oh, by the way, like, we thought this was destroyed, but, like, I found it, though. So
yeah,
here you go.
And she's basically like, you're right. Alice was killing people. I couldn't believe it. And I covered for her. I'm so sorry.
I loved you so much. I regret my actions. You are an heir to the library.
Yep. Her and Jasper are probably a thing.
Yeah. They, I don't know, have a moment in the bookstore, like, between the shelves. She's on one side and he's on the other, and they separate the books in the middle and talk through there.
That's cute, babe.
They've already met.
And he's, it's like re-meeting because she was in jail for a little bit and he couldn't visit her for like a month or two.
I guess now she knows that he's rich and blonde. So I guess that's...
So she's like, my type. Yes. Rich and blonde.
Well, she's also rich now.
She is. She is rich. But that's not where it ends. We get one last chapter from Evangeline's point of view. Oh, also,
this is my favorite twist in the story. Sorry.
Rory kills Evangeline. We also forgot that. So Rory... All right. I think because... Doesn't Evangeline try to tell her what her mom did?
I believe so. But I can't really remember.
She says something to her, and it really makes Rory mad. And so Rory suffocates her.
Yeah, she smothers her with a pillow.
That's what happened. Michelle didn't kill her. But do you want to tell them what the final plot twist is?
The final plot twist is that Grandpa Iverson and Evangeline... I don't remember his name.
Me either.
Glenn. Glenn and Evangeline canoodled when they were younger. And they were in this very toxic relationship. He was controlling and, you know, she was strong-willed and it just, like, didn't work. And she kept a journal while they were together and she would write these stories in her journal. And they eventually broke up and she wed another man. And Glenn published her journal as the Dark Hearth Tales and spun this story that there are these, you know, ancient tales or whatever. But really, it was Evangeline's journal and she never got to have credit for those stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the only reason she bought it back was because I think it won. I mean,
And also Glenn did not unalive himself. Alice unalived him.
Yeah, Alice really had a streak. Well, because then at that point, they had to protect their secret of that the Dark Hearth Tales are not real in the sense that people think they are and that she's murdering everyone. So
yeah,
she killed Grandpa Iverson.
Glenn.
So, Glenn. Yep. Rip. That's Glenn. Except not really because you sucked.
It's not.
No, it's totally not. I do not remember his name.
So yeah, he ripped off Evangeline's work, published it as like a gimmick, basically. And made a profit off of it.
For a long, long time.
And that was the final twist. And my favorite one.
Yeah, I did not expect that at all. That was really fun.
I didn't either. Once it was like a fake, I was like, oh, okay, it's a fake. And my brain like just didn't think about it anymore. It was just like, throw away detail, toss.
Exactly. I was like, this doesn't matter anymore. Like, okay. So that was really fun. And they're like... You spun so many things. Like, think of everything that you created based off this little journal. Like, you did so much. And so, I think that was somehow the Library After Dark we just recapped. I don't totally know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to try and go through step by step because there are so many, like, there aren't that many characters, but there are enough characters with enough.
There's just a lot of plot
backstories and like twists that it's mm-hmm. it's just hard to chronologically go through that. So, yeah,
you get what you get, and this is what you got.
Here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. Next year. Next year. Next month.
Whoa. I was like, what?
And next year.
What are we doing?
Is it our second anniversary? Yeah. Next month?
It's our second anniversary.
It's our second anniversary.
And we don't have a Hunger Games book to read. So I don't know.
We don't. That's so sad. So I'm like, what do we do?
I don't know.
We'll have to plan. In the meantime, we have a lot of other episodes if you somehow, for some reason, liked this or you want recommendations.
If this is your first time here, I'm sorry. it does not get any better.
I was going to say, this is just what it is.
This is the pod.
Thanks. We do recommendations before this, so if you want to listen to something else, we have 2 years of episodes that make no sense, so go listen to those. You can find our personal handles in the show notes below for Instagram, and we'll be back in 2 weeks to celebrate in some way that we hope is fun. Bye.
Fingers crossed. Bye.